Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. and praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name on today to be before you. Amen. Amen. We had a little background noise there. We do apologize for that. But once again, we truly thank you for joining us on today, praise God. For once again, as always, we say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And if you're listening to this message on today, then praise God and God bless you. For it's God's purpose and reason for you to be here at this present time. We truly want to give God all praise, honor, and glory, because if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, where would you be? Some of us, we know in the name of Jesus, be out there in that lifestyle, drugs and drinking and riotous living. There's those that will be out there, praise God, doing things that are not right in the eyesight of God. But we truly thank God, giving praise, honor, and glory, that we are not what we used to be. Though we have not all the way evolved, though we have not all the way come to the calling on our life, many of us recognize we're not the way we used to be. So just with that in mind, praise God, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. You ought to say, hallelujah, and glory to his precious and awesome name. Give God that time. Give God that worship. Give God that opportunity to say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Well, praise God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And I truly am honored in Jesus' name, first and foremost, giving God all his praise, honor, and all his glory in Jesus' name. We also acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, praise God, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And we truly thank God for all of what it is that she does. We acknowledge, praise God, on the other day, praise God, that we had a scare on our sister where we had to take her to the hospital, praise God, through the emergency. But we thank God, a victory report, that she's well and she's taken care of and back in place and under the covering of the anointing of the Spirit of God. She's home, y'all. She's here in our home, still doing well. With our 98-year-old mother-in-law as well, she also is continuing to do well. But praise God, we do truly want to give God praise, honor, and glory, and thank you for joining us on this day. We say hello, God bless those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even into our archives. Praise God. God bless each and every one of you. We say God bless you that are listening to our archives, even if you're in South Korea. God bless you, the province, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those that are in Canada. Praise God. And Jamaica, hallelujah, and glory to you as well. South Africa, in it. We thank you for all of your support. We thank you for your prayers in the name of Jesus as you continue to tune in, listening to the Word of God. Praise God. We continue reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33. Praise God. From the King James Version of God's Holy Word. Amen. And once again, we do truly give God his praise, give his worship and his honor. But let us pray for a moment as we acknowledge something, the Spirit of God into the presence. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing and acknowledging that you sit high and look low, we come forth acknowledging you for being the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and that there's none greater than you, and that only through you, by you, and with you, Father God, that we are able to be and do all of what it is that you have for us to do in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you on this day. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time just as now. We thank you for allowing us to make it thus far. And we pray as we continue to ask, Lord God, that you continue to cover us, through your anointing, praise God, and your blessings. Bless our families going, our finances, and our health. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. As we come forth out of the book of Ezekiel, praise God, this is chapter 34. And I do would like to mention, praise God, to those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, and those that are live on today, praise God. I see you in the studio. God bless you. We want to say God bless Minister Andrew Orlando out of Los Angeles, California. Praise God. God bless him. We also like to acknowledge Bishop Joel David Trout, praise God, out of San Diego, California, and also out of ministry in the areas of California and Georgia. God bless him. He's our overseer. We also acknowledge Mother Apostle Elliott, praise God. God bless her. And we thank God for all those, praise God, that come in and join together in Jesus' name. Acknowledging God as being God all by himself. Amen. And as we come forth, we allow the anointing to take control. And we thank you as we ask that you continue to support our ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And we thank you for those that have supported us to this point. God bless you. Let us read Ezekiel. Chapter 34. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Yea, eat the fat, and yea, clothe thee with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease have not yet strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that lost. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered, because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered to all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flocks were scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord, as I live, saith the Lord God. Surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there is no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock, O ye shepherds. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will my sheep, and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture upon the high mountains of Israel. Shall their fold be, there shall they lie in the good fold, in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away. I will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. As for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing upon you to have eaten up the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must fool the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden, I with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I will even I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because ye have thirsted with side and with shoulder, and pushed off the disease with your horns, till ye have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And I will judge between cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them, as I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will make with them a covenant of peace. I will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places around about my heel a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. And they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bonds in your yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will rise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall no more consumed by hunger, in the land. Neither bear the shame of the heathen anymore. Thus shall they know that I am the Lord their God, and with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God. And ye, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am your God. Ezekiel chapter 35. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it, and say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will make thee, I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred, and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of the calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee, since thou hast not hated blood. Even blood shall pursue thee. Thus will I make Mount Seir more desolate, and cut off from it him that passeth out, and him that returneth. And I will fill his mountains with his slain men in thy hills, and in thy valleys, and in all thy rivers shall they fall, that are slain with the sword. I will make thee perpetual desolation, and thy city shall not return, and ye shall know that I am the Lord, because thou hast said, these two nations, or these two countries, shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas the Lord was there. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will even do according to thy anger and according to thy envy, which thou hast used out of thy hatred against them. And I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee. And thou hast known that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, They are laid desolate, they are given us to unconsume. Thus saith your mouth, ye have boasted against me, I have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. Thus saith the Lord God, when the whole earth rejoiceth, I will make thee desolate, as thou didst rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel, because it was desolate. So will I do unto thee. Thou shalt be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea, even all of it, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 36. Also, thou see a man, son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel, and say,
Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God. Because the enemy hath said against thee, ha ha, even ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be possession unto the residue of the heathen, and ye are taken up in the lips of talkers and are an infamy of the people. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, to the mountains of the hills, to the rivers and to the valleys, to the desolate waters and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and the reason of the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against all Edomia, which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds, to cast it out from a prey. Prophesy, therefore, concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains, and to the hills, and to the rivers, and to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore, I have lifted up my hand. Surely the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame. But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shout forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn into you, and you shall be tilled and sown, and I will multiply men upon you, all the houses of Israel, even all of it, and the city shall be inhabited, and the waste shall be builded. And I will multiply upon you men and beasts, and they shall increase and bring fruit, and I will settle you after your old estate, and will do better unto you than at your beginnings. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Yea, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess thee, and thou shalt be their inheritance, and thou shalt no more henceforth bereave them of men. Thus saith the Lord God, because they say unto you, the land devourest up men, and hast the bereaved the nations, therefore thou shalt devour men no more, neither bereave thy nations anymore, saith the Lord God. Neither will I cause men to hear in thee the shame of the heathen anymore, neither shalt thou hear the reproach of the people anymore, neither shalt thou cause thy nations to fall anymore, saith the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dealt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of the removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries according to their way and according to their doings. I judged them. And when they entered into the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, These are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, I do not despise your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which thou hast profaned among the heathen, whither he went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of the country and bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. For all your filthiness and for all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I give you your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of your tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach or famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquity and for your abomination. For your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities in which shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. This land was desolate. It's become like the Garden of Eden, an
and the waste and the desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. When the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it, saith the Lord God. I will yet for this be a quiet by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as a holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast. So shall the waste cities be filled with the flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many of the open valley, and lo, there were dry, very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring upon flesh upon you, and cover with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, man of God, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breeze, and breathe upon these slain, and they shall live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are caught off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people,
I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I, the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, moreover, you, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, to stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companion, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thy hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by this? Say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his followers, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall know in my hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thy hand before their eyes, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations. Neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms anymore at all. Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. And so shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in the judgment and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them. I will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore.
my tabernacle also shall be with them. Ye, I will be their God, and they, and the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel when the sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forever. Ezekiel chapter 38. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say thy face against Gog, the lion of Magog, the chief priest of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth in all thy army, horses, and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia and Libya with them, all of them with shields and helmets. Gomer and all his bands in his house of Dagomar of the north quarters, and all his bands and many people with thee, be thou prepared. I prepare for thyself, thou and all the company that are assembled unto thee. And be thou the God unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which when been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations. And they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come into a storm. Thou shalt be like the cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwilled business. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and take a prey, to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof shall they unto say, Thou come to take a spoil, as thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil. Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto the Gog, Thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it. And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north part, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company, and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my people land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus saith the Lord God. Art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time of my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in the days of many years, that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, that my fury shall come upon these. Come up, my feast. For in my jealousy and in the fury of my wrath have I spoken. Surely, in the day there shall be great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes in the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all the creepy things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the faces of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the sheep, the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his hand bands, and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstorms, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Ezekiel chapter 33. Amen. I truly feel blessed, especially by the valley of the dry bones. Praise God. God believes in power, the anointing, and the spirit of God that can bring dry bones to life. It's through that spirit that allows us to live. God bless each and every one of you for joining us on today. Join us again on tomorrow as we're coming to the closing of this week. But we thank God for this reading. We thank God for you listening and the support you have for us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Once again, God bless you.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising him. Well, help me out, y'all. Oh,